what's busy. I was lying on a low stretcher which felt like corrugated iron. Someone with a head wound was under the knife. He died. A fire team leader with an abdominal wound was put on the table. He died. Three died. Two came out alive. Then it was my turn. "Save my feet," was the last I remembered saying before going under the anesthetic. The surgeon said nothing. My feet were still with me when I woke up later in some ward. The first hours were pleasant and quiet. Then pain set in. Unbelievable pain. Others were no better off. When darkness had mercifully fallen upon the ward, which gave off a heavy stench of carbolic acid, a vague murmur filled the night. It was the wailing of the tortured, the unending song of the damned. A nurse bent over me, felt my pulse, and vanished. My temperature rose. Fear of death came slithering over me. It crawled like a snake, winding its coils around my body. I couldn't clearly make out anything. There was nothing but a haze and disconnected images. Most distinctly, I could see the man with the scythe over in the corner. He was swinging his leg impatiently. The gray man with the black cape and the scythe seemed to be very busy. "You've had a good hunting, haven't you? Damn good hunting. You pile of shit, you stinking pile of shit. Do you think I'm afraid of you? I've seen more dangerous things than you. Far more dangerous. Should I be afraid of you? Of course I'm afraid. Hell, I'm scared stiff." Again the nurse was here. "Scram, carbolic bitch. Leave me alone. Just you wait till the Muscovites are coming. Then you'll get busy, you Nazi putzwinger. Then you'll see something. No, come back, please come. God, how scared I am." But she'd gone. The man with the scythe grinned. Through the moaning of the others, I could distinctly make out a hoarse gurgle. He swung his leg a bit faster. His patience was nearly exhausted. The legionnaire hummed, "Come now, death, come." I stopped my ears. I didn't want to listen to the damned song. But thousands joined in. "Come now, death, come." Again gurgling laughter from over in the corner. The gray man passed his finger probingly along the edge of the scythe, the bright, glittering scythe. He nodded with satisfaction. It was sharp. Sharp like the large guillotines in Plätzensee and Lengries. Like the knife that sliced Ursula's head from her slender neck, I wonder, are there guillotines in Kolyma? "What's wrong with you, you stupid pig? I thought you'd said goodbye to that love you once had in Berlin, the Jewish girl who slept with the SS because she had a sense of humor. A lovely girl, a gorgeous piece. Don't blubber, you sissy. Once you wanted to be an officer. You wanted to be a soldier, you blockhead. And what are you now? A little shit in the reserves, scared of the man with the scythe. What do you have to worry about? Close up your bellows and stand down. Whom do you have to worry about but yourself, you dimwit? Isn't it strange? Not a single soul will think of you when you've pulled over to the side. Come on then, you ox. Take me with you across the sticks. Do you imagine I'm afraid of you?" The gray man got up and wrapped the cape about him. With measured steps, he came toward my bed. I let out a loud, piercing scream. The nurse came once more. She wiped my forehead with something which felt deliciously cool. It was raining. A monotonous, soothing patter. The man with the scythe had gone. He'd taken along two from the ward. 7 days later, I was transferred to the ward where Tiny and the legionnaire were lying. Tiny had saved up 2 weeks in the can for himself, which he'd serve as soon as he'd recovered. As the head nurse and three other nurses trooped in the door, he shouted, "Hurrah! Here come the broads! To the bunks, boys!" A terrific uproar followed. It ended an hour later with the medical officer giving him 2 weeks. Tiny just couldn't understand why. He couldn't be made to see that the army hospital wasn't a brothel. Wherever he saw women, Tiny saw brothels. "All sorts of things are happening here," the legionnaire grinned. "Some of the nurses are dying for someone to sleep with who has brass on his chest. Staff Corporal Hansen over there has been here for 17 months and has the dope on everything. He says Sister Lisa has taken it into her head to have a boy as long as there's..."